the development of intuition, that sense and feeling of knowing, the paying attention to what it is that is being guided toward you, or you being guided to or toward, and an unfolding of the knowing or feeling of what to do or act or learn in some manner, or not do, or to avoid. All of this comes from within oneself, and that within oneself is that connection of heart and breath toward that condition of knowing what you truly need, that bubbles through the heart. In other words, it's felt through the sense of heart, not necessarily the physical heart, but rather than just the mental processes or the superficial psychic, but rather is an unfolding of heart and breath toward awareness. As you place yourself toward giving and doing and being of service the best you can in the right manner, trying to minimize your own personal desires, then you'll find that this guidance will have a more easy channel, will more readily come to the surface, and you'll be aware of that. One of the things that's needed in order to listen, to pay attention, is the ability to focus. In order to focus, you have to be able to concentrate. And so if your awareness keeps going hither and yon, and you can't pay attention to something and really focus for a while, then your first step in that area is to strengthen that. Again, each one of these steps and stages has to be balanced, and so it's difficult to discern what it is that you really need in the order you need it, how to go about developing that quality or capacity, because there are, generally speaking, many, many ways that it can be done. And then how to stop that particular thing that you're working on and move to something else that complements that, balances it, or what's needed into fulfilling your next step or stage. This, again, one of the uses and helps, great benefits of being associated with somebody who's a real guide, truly is aware of what's going on and can assist you in the most correct and direct manners, as he or she sees and knows to be. Otherwise, it's much more of a hit or miss proposition until you get further along, and then your step and stages is to rely on that guidance and intuition, so the real guide, which is of yourself, and you of that, will unfold and carry you, and you'll be able to directly relate, and then complement what's needed to associate in higher and broader ways. But what you have is to make is the transitions from the personal to the universal, from the limited to the unlimited, from the selfish to the selfless. And this is where the assistance of another can be of great value. The development of intuition will normally unfold as the heart rises higher within the greater being, within the greater heart, as you are able to concentrate and focus, and you are able, and your capacity of love increases, and you place yourself in service. Normally there'll be a quietness that continues to grow as you become more aware of receptivity and being receptive to that great spirit within and to the universe within also, and of which you are a part, then you'll be guided more and more, and it'll become very natural. This again is, or can be, somewhat difficult to discern, so you can use practices of various types to help you in the area, in this area. But you don't necessarily need to do the particular practices from one standpoint, and that is, if you focus on and you concentrate on and you follow that heart, breath, knowing sense. And this again is one of the reasons for doing recitation of what's called divine names or phrases of the highest, because it gives you an opportunity to attune yourself to that source of knowing, that capacity of receptivity, the quietness of mind and heart naturally will unfold through that. The balance within the function of the mind and the act of mind and thinking is to do a focus practice or concentration practice, and this is done through training your mind and breath, through attuning your breath into quietness, to repeating, focusing on a certain thing. And any time that you waver from that, to gently bring yourself back to it. And then as you become aware of the wavering from your point of focus more and more, you'll be able to catch yourself quicker and quicker, continue to return to focusing upon whatever that object is. And with an individual, again, it's a little difficult to pick out what it is that you can or should at the appropriate time focus upon, concentrate upon. But it's not an exaggeration to say that you should eventually be able to pay attention to focus on one thing for at least 10 or 15 minutes without the mind wavering, thinking about other factors. To discern what it is that you should put your attention on is another matter. And again, and I'll continue in mentioning this likely, one of the reasons for association with somebody who knows and the help that can be given that way. You can do practices of concentration that will no doubt help. They could range just from following your breath, counting your breath, looking at the tip of your nose and focusing there, taking a nail and putting it in the wall and just looking at that, or a spot in a on a wall, whatever it happens to be. Considering one particular idea or object, examining it, going around through it until you absorb it, feel it. Or it can be a quality of mind or heart or breath or personality. It can be a focus upon a symbol, a word, a sound, any combination of these things, or a work. For example, being given a job to wash the dishes, or to work in the garden, or to weed, or to paint a room. And if you are focusing strictly and solely on that job and that work, then when your mind wanders and your thinking goes, then you don't need to bring it back until, again, you focus on that. One of the benefits of giving practices which are associated with symbols or sounds or words or tones or even functions is to help put the person in a situation in which they are picking up and gaining the qualities and the attributes of the particular thing that's focused upon, not just some sort of mechanical repetition, which can have the result, the effect of strengthening concentration, but in a dual manner, gaining a quality or an attribute which is needed at the same time. This, again, is a great benefit to have somebody who is aware of this in helping start you out. Later on, as you go further, then you are looking toward the unseen for that same guidance, toward the finer, and you will get it, no doubt. And it can come through personalities or beings who are not in bodies of physical body, and it can certainly come through the universe and the divine leading you and the unfolding through the voice of the heart, which always exists within. And these are some of the methods of developing a sense of guidance and intuition. But you'll have to test out all of these things in order to discern the functions and discern where you might be getting in the way of your thinking, getting in the way. And so the aspects of intention, to be clear and to know what you want to do, what your real desire is there, what you're truly pointing toward, and then the ability to focus and concentrate are necessary in order to be able to discern. You've got to be able to delineate between objects and things and thoughts and senses and desires. And so you can pick up on that true guidance, that thread of guidance that exists.